In the news, we talked about how certain genetic mutations that promote reproduction might shorten human lifespan. So let's stay close to that topic. As the year winds down and some of us come together for the festive season and we turn our faces towards 2024, another year on this earth, I, like many other, have only one thought in my mind. Growing old and dying. Because now I, aged 27, at the end of my life, must face my own mortality. But I've always believed that you may fear something simply because you don't understand it. So let's try to do that. Since our genes are the cookbook for our body, surely they have no small part to play in the process of aging. The mysteries behind what causes aging are still very much up for debate, but a recent study has hinted that aging might be driven by an imbalance in your genes. Let me explain. Different genes code for different things, and as a result, some are shorter and some are longer. Every cell in your body has to equalize the expression of long and short genes in case they become imbalanced. Usually, having imbalanced genes means it's time to buy a belt. But in this case, it might be a driving mechanism behind aging. Here to explain is lead author on this particular study from Northwestern University, Thomas Sturger.
Compared to younger cells, genes change their activity in a very particular way. That genes that become more active relative to other genes and other genes that become less active compared to other genes. So different genes carry out different functions in our body. Depending on the function that they carry out, some genes are shorter and some are longer because the components that they encode also need to be bigger. And we found that basically genes that are shorter tend to become upregulated relative to other genes, and genes that are longer tend to be downregulated.
So as we age, the balance in our cells shift towards favoring the use of shorter genes. But as I said, length of a gene does not necessarily equate to its complexity.
Generally, some of the shorter ones can also be complex and some of the longer ones can also be complex. It really seems to be primarily the length alone.
So how could this accelerate aging? Well, have you ever been moved to a different seat in an airplane so that it had better weight distribution? If everyone sat on one side, it would require more fuel to keep the airplane stable and airborne. To quote a senior author on this study, Louis Amaral, small changes in genes do not seem like a big deal, but these subtle changes are bearing down on you, requiring more effort.
So when we mapped this back to humans, we found that genes that are short, so those that tend to become more relatively even more active during aging, also preferentially encode for genes that, when they are active, actually shorten lifespans. And genes that are long basically enrich for genes that would extend lifespan. So there seems to be some really surprising organization of the genome according to size and effect on lifespan.
So why might the body be doing this? Well, Thomas has a very interesting theory about what becomes more prevalent as we get older.
Some of the genes that are short are genes that are involved in fighting pathogens. So basically, when there's like something harmful in our environment, there's certain genes that need to be active to fight those. And genes that are shorter, it's quicker to activate those than genes that are longer. So there could be like a short-term benefit under some circumstances, but a long-term disadvantage if these genes are permanently active.
Perhaps we are then having to fight disease harder as we get older, creating a vicious cycle that requires shorter genes, with that imbalance only accelerating the process of aging. But now that we've identified a potential mechanism, could this have practical applications in gene therapies based around aging?
This phenomenon that we have found has also been described outside of aging. And outside of aging, people notice that this can happen when that enzyme that reads genes and activates information in there. And there is the same phenomenon also when it runs too fast, but also too slow. So it might indicate that therapies on aging might be most effective if they target an intermediate level of activity. Don't try to push things into one extreme or another, but maintaining intermediate levels would be a conceptual departure from many existing strategies to extend lifespan.
Thomas Sturger, thank you very much.